So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Drew Geer. Drew is the host of the Rock Pile Report, and along with his producer, Chris Krueger, they dedicate their podcast to covering Buffalo Bills content. On the program, we discuss Von Miller, Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox, Josh Allen, Buffalo's keys to victory to beat the Los Angeles Rams. In his opinion, what makes Buffalo the clear-cut favorite to represent the AFC in this year's Super Bowl and more? Drew is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place.
You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place.
You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous. With rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like coffee. The first cup mixed with a little Planet Oat? That's pretty marvelous. Or Planet Oat in a bowl of cereal? Sharing a laugh on Saturday morning. But don't forget about Mom's Planet Oat mac and cheese. It's so ooey gooey. Yep, there's so many moments that are more marvelous with Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.
Trail athletes are change lovers, not wanting the same thing twice. Bring on the rain, the sun, hell, even the snow, because they wouldn't have it any other way. The trailier, the better. Same goes for Merrill. We thrive in the complete unpredictability of the trail. And with 40 years of trail know-how, the trail is now second nature to us. And while trail athletes love being surprised by the trail, it's nice to have a shoe that isn't. One that is rock steady and ready to adapt to whatever comes its way. So don't give us the same. We choose the trail, because same is boring.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The NFL season is upon us, and I have to tell you one thing. The Buffalo Bills, within the last several years, have been one of the premier teams, not just in the NFC, but in all of the National Football League. Josh Allen and the crew, they're prime and ready for a banner 2022 NFL season. Last season was outstanding. We know how it ended, but thank God for a new season, new beginnings, and a new attitude. They've added some key players in free agency for the Buffalo Bills, and to talk more about that, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is a gentleman who is the host of the Rock Pile Report. The report gives you anything and everything that you need to know about the NFL's Buffalo Bills. He knows his stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome him back to the program, Drew Geer. Drew, welcome back, my man.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So here we are. It's a new NFL season. With a new season comes new beginnings and a new attitude. On the defensive side for Buffalo, they added Von Miller, and they gave him a big contract, 6 years, $120 million. Last year, he was a member of the Rams Super Bowl-winning team. Earlier in the year, he was with Denver, but he was traded to the Rams. Finished the year with 9.5 sacks. Gets another Lombardi trophy. Give me your thoughts on Von joining the Bills' defense.
The Buffalo Bills' defense was in desperate need of a star. It was one of those things where you watch the – you go back to the loss to the Kansas – I mean, it's all, man. See, I bring it up, and I'm already getting – oh, it's hard to talk about that loss to the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult when you go back and you think about how close the Bills were to hosting an AFC title game, maybe even going to a Super Bowl, maybe even winning a Super Bowl. When you go back to that game and you look at the way that it played out, there was 9 missed sack attempts on Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes. 9 times the Buffalo Bills defensive ends and linebackers were in the backfield, so close to getting their hands on them and just couldn't seal the deal. And the byproduct was 600 yards of total offense put up against their defense. And when you look at a game like that where it's just both teams are scoring at will, you just needed our defense to come up with one critical play. And they couldn't, because you looked at our defensive end room and you say to yourselves, you've got talent, but you don't have closers. You don't have guys who in big moments when the lights get the brightest can step up and deliver the goods. That kind of, I guess, resonated far more with our GM than any fan gave it credit for. Because we went into this offseason assuming that the Buffalo Bills were just going to continue this youth movement that they've had at the defensive end position, that they'd spent a first-round pick, then and a second-round pick. The year before, they spent a second-round pick. They were getting younger and cheaper and faster at the defensive end position. So you said to yourself, okay, I expect them to just keep finding cheap young talent to throw at this problem. And instead, Brandon Bean, our GM, knocks us all for a loop by spending $17.5 million a year to bring in a guy who spent his entire career proving that no matter where he plays, he's a closer. It gives us a lot of confidence heading into a season where you're being pegged as a Super Bowl favorite, that when we find ourselves in those moments again, those absolute dogfights with the Chiefs where it's, this game could be anyone's game. You're just waiting for one person to step up and make a play. And obviously your quarterback has proven he can deliver the goods on that side of the ball. We now have somebody we trust to deliver that on the defensive side of the ball too. And I think that that has the ability to be a game changer for the Buffalo Bills. Is not just as a team here in 2022, but maybe as a franchise, if we can finally get that Lombardi Trophy monkey off our back.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, Drew, you said all the right things, because Von Miller, no matter where he's played, he has always been dominant, as I mentioned earlier, with Denver and, of course, being a part of the Super Bowl run last year for the Los Angeles Rams. So definitely Von has added another element to that Buffalo defense. And speaking of being an element, let's move over to the offensive side, Stephon Diggs. We know what Stephon is capable of doing in his 2 seasons with the Bills. He's made an immediate impact. He's looking to continue that success. Hopefully, like you said, hopefully they can come away with the Lombardi this year. Just give me your thoughts on Stephon, and what do you think he's got up in store for 2022?
Stephon Diggs, when he was traded to the Buffalo Bills, people almost made fun of the move. is they were like, oh, he's a diva. He's a selfish player. He's this, he's that. Because he wasn't willing to sit back and be a number two, right? Like, the Vikings gave him number one wide receiver money and then treated him in their offense like a decoy. And when you're a guy who's playing at the level, like, everybody at the NFL level has a competitive streak. You don't make it to the NFL if you don't have that. But at the same time, even within that competitive structure, there are some guys who play with a little bit hungrier, who have more of an edge, more of an ego. He's one of those guys. And so what other people looked at and said that's diva behavior was really just a guy who's ultra competitive, who feels like he's not being allowed to compete. So when he got here in Buffalo, everyone assumed that it would implode. And instead, what they found is that he, like Josh, him and Josh Allen hit it off because they're both so ultra competitive. So now you take a look at his mindset, his mentality, that dynamic he brings to a football team has infected our entire wide receiver core. There's young guys like Isaiah McKenzie and Gabe Davis and Khalil Shakir who have been learning this dynamic from him every day. So now what happens is you watch them go into preseason games. You watch them in practice. They're all trying to keep pace with Diggs. And even though they know, like, hey, I might not be as savvy as he is, I'm going to push myself because I see him pushing himself. So not only just with his own singular talent has he helped our football team. I mean, Josh Allen's explosion as a passer coincided with him, Diggs, arriving here. But also he's motivated the younger guys on our roster to become dynamic professionals in their own right, which made our whole wide receiver core more dangerous heading into the season. I think what you're going to see is him thrive. I don't think he'll break the yardage record that he broke the other a year or two ago. I don't think you'll see him. I mean, he's still going to be the most heavily targeted option in the team. But I think his biggest contribution for us here in 2022 is that you're going to see a group of wide receivers that's been cultivated over the last few years that have this dog mentality in them. And it comes almost straight from being so close and working so close to Stephon Diggs.
All right, well, you mentioned a lot of those names with the part of the receiving core that, you know, that are going to be alongside Diggs for this 2022 season, such as the rookie Khalil Shakir, also Isaiah McKenzie, can't forget about Gabe Davis, and, of course, Jamison Crowder, who was one of my favorite receivers during his time playing in Washington and during a short amount of time with the New York Jets. You know, the last time I had you on the program, Drew, we talked about tight end Dawson Knox and how he's become a favorite in not just in the area, but just among a lot of NFL fans and fans that love the sport. You know, Dawson has had a tough offseason. Send our condolences to him losing his younger brother, man, and just under some tragic circumstances. Dawson is really, this year is going to be a pivotal year for him in terms of being ranked amongst the top tight ends in the league. Just give me your thoughts on Dawson and his 2022 season.
Dawson Knox is in an interesting position because you watch the tight end market. This year, Bills fans everywhere wring their hands every time a new tight end deal gets announced because it seems like the money that's being spent at the position has exploded over the last 2 years. The problem with the Bills are, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but when you have too many star players, paying them all becomes an issue. We also have, he's going into his last year, the contract year for Dawson Knox. So obviously you want to see him explode. You want to see him have that kind of preeminent season that forces a team to pony up a lot of cash, not just for our team, because if he's having a prolific season, it means that our offense is probably doing very well. But at the same time, you want to see it for him personally. But then you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, if he has this season, then you're kind of talking about we also have a linebacker playing on his fifth-year option in Tremaine Edmonds, who's been a captain every single year he's been here, who is a two-time Pro Bowler, who is just scratching the surface of his physical talents, and he's one of the youngest players in the NFL. So he still has many, many, many years of quality football in front of him. And he's one of the most athletic middle linebackers playing for any team in the National Football League right now, which allows the Bills to get away with a lot of the stuff that they do on defense, a lot of the pre-snap motion, a lot of the alignment tricks that they can play with a quarterback. Then you look at a guy in the defensive tackle, Ed Oliver, we picked up his fifth-year option. He's going to be on that next year. We're going to have to start talking about if he's a good defensive tackle who seems to be hitting his stride at the same time, how do we pay all of these guys? Dawson Knox is in this tough place with Bills fans. We obviously want him to be successful because it means we're all successful. At the same time, a truly prolific season for Dawson Knox could see him leave the team in free agency at the end of the year. So it's an incredibly bittersweet proposition to see play out.
All right, and then I want to just talk briefly about head coach Sean McDermott. This is it's going to be a pressure cooker year for him. It's going to be a make-or-break year for him. First year with the Bills as the head coach in 2017, loses a wild card game. 2018, didn't make the playoffs. 2019, loses a wild card game. 2020, of course, 2020 and 2021, we know the situation, losing to the Chiefs. But now this is expected to be the year that Sean McDermott needs to get over the hump. Give me your thoughts on how you think Coach McDermott is going to come into this 2022 season.
Okay, so this is where if there's Bills fans listening to me, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I didn't make the numbers. The numbers are what they are. The numbers state that when it comes to – because Sean McDermott, he earned his contract extension. He is a very good head coach. Not only just a good head coach, but he's been a builder of culture here in Buffalo. He has taken what has been a joke of an organization, now that we have a chance to really look back and see what it used to be, a joke of an organization, and made them hold themselves to a higher standard. And the result of that has been winning football. Ever since he arrived here in Buffalo, he's played winning football. He's recruited the types of players that play winning football, who hold themselves to higher standards. And the whole thing has become infectious. It's why we are being talked about as Super Bowl contenders this year. At the same time, you're talking about a head coach whose numbers on defense, he's the top five scoring defense every single season. At the same time, this same coach, when you look at games where he has to play offensive, what I would call like an offensive, I hate the term offensive gurus, but when he plays offensive-minded head coaches with strong quarterback play, with good skilled talent at their disposal, the results often don't go his way. You know, I just got done talking about how he gave up 600, our team gave up 600 yards, 600 yards of offense to the Kansas City Chiefs in that AFC divisional game loss. 2019, he lost to Doug Peterson in a blowout loss at home that I sat out in the rain for it and was miserable. 2020, second-ranked scoring defense. He went 2-3 against offensive-minded head coaches, including Andy Reid twice and Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury is not a great coach. Like in NFL circles, no one's talking about him as coach of the year candidate material. At the same time, he managed to score enough and generate enough to beat Sean McDermott. He's lost to Bruce Arians. So the problem you start running into, or the question you have to start asking is, has this team maxed out under Sean McDermott? Has it peaked? And do you now need a smarter mind in terms of what your offense is? So, because obviously your defense alone cannot win you a title. If it could, you would have done it already. I go back to, and everyone goes, well, you can't just fire him. You can't get rid of a head coach who's done everything for you. And I think about the Denver Broncos. When they got Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning's first year with the Denver Broncos, their offense was an absolute juggernaut. I think that was the year Peyton Manning broke the touchdown record. And they got to the Super Bowl and got embarrassed. They got blown off the field. So John Fox gets fired and they bring in Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak takes that team, he being an offensive-minded head coach, and even though their offense wasn't anything close to what it was the previous year, their defense was good, their offense was consistent enough, and they won a Super Bowl with a different approach and just more consistency. And so with that in mind, it bears asking, how many more times with all of the talent in the world, all of the momentum, everything going for you as a franchise, a quarterback who's not costing you $24 million to $30 million a year, how many opportunities like this is Sean McDermott going to let slip through his fingers before you have to start asking the question, can somebody else maybe get this done? Or do we need to look for somebody else to help him get it done? Because clearly on his own, picking his own staff, it might not be enough. So there is pressure. There's an immense amount of pressure, even though Bills fans don't want to talk about it, on Sean McDermott to take this 2022 Buffalo Bills team and accomplish something significant.
You know, the NFL doesn't just stand for the National Football League. It stands for not for long, and not for long will you have a head coaching job. And this is the year that the Bills are expected to go over the hump, and Sean McDermott, he's got to get it done. I've read some of the seasons that he's had. 4 out of the 5 years that he's been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, he's taken them to the playoffs, and he's fallen short. Hopefully this will be the year that they get over the hump. And speaking of getting over the hump, you know, Josh Allen, a generational talent, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, it looked to the peers he could be the best quarterback. He's the best quarterback that the Bills have had since the Jim Kelly era. Give me your thoughts on Josh, and what do you think he plans to do in the 2022 season?
Josh Allen is probably one of the most fun things to have. The whole 20-year playoff drought or 18-year playoff drought, like, that's ridiculous. that's a tough pill for any sports fan to bounce back from. You think about some of the most beleaguered fan bases in the NFL. They didn't have to contend with that. I mean, it made our franchise a joke. He's so talented that he's been able to transcend this narrative that has existed for decades about our football team and change that narrative to where now people look at the Buffalo Bills and go, that's a well-run organization. They're one of the best in football. They've got one of the best quarterbacks. They're winners, which is something we haven't been synonymous with in decades. So obviously, like, Josh Allen deserves a lot of credit for what goes on here. But he's not perfect. No quarterback is. No quarterback who hasn't won a Super Bowl yet can point to something and say, I was the best at my job that season, and I led my team to X. So he's still got that chip on his shoulder. Part of his struggles last season, we talked a little bit about this in our preview podcast this week over on the Rock Pile Report. Teams went into, you know, 2020, he explodes offensively. No one was expecting that he could throw the ball down the field to Stephon Diggs and John Brown and Dawson Knox and all these other wide receivers that we had at the time. So then teams defensively said, okay, if you're going to hurt us with the deep ball, we're going to come out in a two-high safety shell 60 to 70% of the time, and we're going to make you play small ball. Because let's see if – or we're going to try to bait you into making mistakes because you're just too aggressive, which is absolutely Josh Allen's nature. So in 2021, you saw our offense have games where when teams were able to execute that two-high safety plan well, like the Colts did it, the Jaguars did it, we got beat – not just beat, but beat badly. And that seems weird that you had this quarterback who could be in the MVP conversation – who also has a team that's getting embarrassed on offense. Some of what Josh has to learn here in 2020, I think the thing that maybe makes up whether or not we're Super Bowl contenders, Super Bowl winners or not, is this idea that he has to learn to not only play within the structure of the offense, but instead of him going into every play thinking, I have to get 10 to 15 yards on this throw, he's got to learn how to trust, hey, if I can throw the ball 5 yards, trust that that guy can get me an extra 5. He's talented. He makes money at the NFL level. Work with him to try to – he can't do all of the heavy lifting himself. The team spent a lot of draft capital and free agent capital this offseason, specifically finding guys to help him with that. You know, James Cook is a second-round draft pick. He's a running back who was used a lot as a wide receiver in college at Georgia. And even in the national championship game is one of the biggest examples of this. He had multiple catches for 10, 15, 20 yards just off of little five-yard passes because he's a prolific threat with his straight-line speed and his vision. You get a guy like Khalil Shakir who can kind of do the same thing but from the slot position, and he makes tough contested catches for being such a small guy. Isaiah McKenzie, who has great straight-line speed, great open field awareness, which is why he's our kick returner, our punt returner. They've done a good job this offseason of building an offense that can say, listen, when defenses do that thing where they put their safeties back and dare you to challenge them, don't get baited into making the bad play or trying to play hero ball. Instead, play within the structure of the offense and make them pay for it until they're willing to bring those safeties back down. And then we'll get back to letting you uncork 15, 20, 40-yard passes downfield to Stephon Diggs, hitting Dawson Knox down the seam for 35 yards. We can get to that, but you have to work with, you know, it's the offensive coordinator going to and saying, look, we've put tools here now. You don't have to attack on every single play like this. Work with me, play a little small ball now and again, and we, instead of having how we play offense be dictated to us by a defense, we now have the tools and the talent to start to dictate back. Force them to do the things we want them to do and pick our matchups. If Josh Allen can learn to play that style of football, I don't know that there's a defense on earth that can stop us.
Indeed. I mean, he's been wonders for the Buffalo offense so far, and definitely hopefully that Josh can continue that momentum definitely for many seasons to come. And like you said, no quarterback is perfect, but definitely Josh is definitely putting up the numbers so far in his young career. And while we're staying with Josh and just Buffalo as a whole, I want to talk now about the Thursday night opener between the Bills and the Rams. The Rams are the defending champs. Buffalo heading out west, going to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. In your opinion, Drew, what are the keys to victory for Buffalo to beat the Los Angeles Rams?
Keys to victory, I mean, here's one of the things that when people talk about the Rams, I'll tease some of this because we did talk about it in this week's preview podcast. If anybody who's listening here wants to go check that out, one of the things that we talked about was how the Rams have had this approach with Les Snead as their GM, where basically they've eschewed draft capital, cap space. They don't care. They've been hell-bent on building a roster that can win a Super Bowl. And after three seasons of trading away first-round picks and second-round picks, they were finally able to do it. They sealed the deal. They won the Lombardi, and that's awesome for them because everybody wants – that's the kind of thing, like, you win a Lombardi trophy as a GM, as a head coach. It solidifies your legacy. It says, hey, look, my approach can yield this result. And even if I got lucky, even if a whole lot of things went my way, you can't take that trophy away from me. I'm one of the greatest to ever do it. There's a price for that. And they're paying it this year when you look at the depth of their roster. They have undrafted free agent rookies making up the depth of their defensive line. You know, there's a website, ourlads.com, that I like to utilize. And it organizes depth charts really well. I think they keep it relatively up to date. When you look at their defensive backs, they not only, because they spent so much money on Jalen Ramsey and they had to give Aaron Donald an extension, they lost their starting second cornerback. They lost their starting nickel cornerback. And they had to go out and replace them with cheap free agents that their own teams didn't want to re-sign. And then the depth behind those guys, you've got three rookies from this year's draft class taken from the fourth, sixth, and seventh round, making up all of their secondary depth. That probably isn't a problem if you're going up against teams that only have two or three receiving threats. But as you and I have been talking about all night, the Buffalo Bills have a ton of options at their disposal. So realistically, this matchup, when people say, well, they're defending Super Bowl champs, they don't have the depth that they had last year when they won the Super Bowl. Instead, they've had to play it fast and cheap with a lot of other options. And there's a price to be paid for that. Against a team like the Buffalo Bills, if we can run an attack, a lot of three wide receivers, four wide receiver sets, make them respect the fact that we can throw to a running back with speed out of the backfield, they're going to have no choice but to flood the field with defensive backs, some of whom might not be up to NFL speed yet. That's where the Buffalo Bills can turn the tide in this game and at least keep pace with the Rams on offense. On defense, one of the biggest problems the Buffalo Bills have is that we have almost that same problem. Trey White goes down with a knee injury last year, Thanksgiving. He's still not back. He starts the season on the PUP list. So we won't see him until we play the Chiefs in week 5. That's an issue in games like this where you have preeminent wide receiving threats. Cooper Kupp's a monster. Allen Robinson has a lot of talent. If not for bad quarterback play for his entire career, His stats could be up there with some of the best wide receivers in football. So they're going to have a lot of, at tight end, their depth chart's shaky, but they have a lot of great pass-catching options. And they have one of the best offensive coordinating coaches, one of the best play callers in Sean McVay. So he uses a lot of creativity to generate separation for some of these younger wide receivers who maybe don't have the experience and the nuanced route running and the things that you would expect an offensive juggernaut to have. The way he stacks defensive backs at the line of scrimmage and then uses them to set natural picks in order to get them separation, he's a genius when it comes to this. That's why his offenses always rank highly. We are going to have a really tough time because our cornerbacks haven't been in the league long enough, our starting corners, to develop eye discipline, to know, hey, I'm being set up by this pick, or, hey, I need to read and react quickly because if I'm caught flat-footed, Cooper Kupp is going to cut in front of my face on a dime, catch it for seven, and maybe get past me for yards after the catch that will eventually sink our ship here on defense. It's going to be tough. I do not envy our defensive backs in this game. Sean McDermott is going to have a plan as far as how to attack those wide receivers. I personally think it just comes with letting these young, big, fast, physical kids press at the line of scrimmage and just hope you don't get beat, give them a little safety help, and just roll the dice that your linebackers can pick up some slack, that Von Miller can pick up some slack, that everyone around you can keep these young kids from getting your goose cooked.
It's going to be one heck of an opener. I tell you that we've got two great quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford in his prime, Josh Allen. I mean, he's just entering his prime, and, man, this is definitely going to be a phenomenal game. You know, the NFL for over the last two decades has been –
Ed, real quick, if I could add, I hate to cut you off. It's your show. You're the host. I know it's bad form. But there's something to this. You talked about Matt Stafford, Josh Allen, both of them being in their prime, this being an exciting game. If you look at the Vegas line for this, because it's something I'm always intrigued by, it started off at 54 points. It's now come down to, I think, like 53 points and change. But even then, the average scoring for NFL football teams last season was 23 points per game per team. So every team spread out across the NFL scored 23 points on average per week. The fact that that line tells you that they think that the Bills combined with the Rams, each team is going to be credited with more than 26 points. If the line's 53, that means they're anticipating each team scores 26 or more points. And then the Bills are 2.5-point favorites, which means they think the Bills are going to score close to 30 and that the Rams are going to score close to 28. That is every single offensive football. Like, if you're a fan of explosive, high-scoring football, this is your fantasy game. Like, this is the type of game that you've been drooling over for years.
You're absolutely right, Drew. I mean, again, you said the odds, the bettors in Vegas, man, they've got it at the total points of 53.5. And, man, it's almost like video game numbers. I mean, the offenses have just improved year in and year out. And when you got quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford, when you got teams like the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams, it's always going to be down for something close and something competitive. It's going to be one heck of an opener. And, you know, we talk about the Rams winning the Lombardi last year. I've got to ask you this, Drew. In your opinion, what makes Buffalo the clear-cut favorite to represent the AFC in this year's Super Bowl?
Well, a couple things. Continuity. When you look around the AFC just as a whole, we have a level of continuity that a lot of other teams don't have. We lost our offensive coordinator. But when you look at the personnel, when you look at the people who on Sundays really are going to matter, because your quarterback has reached, especially with Josh Allen, he's reached a point where he can kind of call his own shots on offense. Our offensive coordinator seems to have built a good rapport, but it's because he's been his quarterback coach here for a few years. Like, they know each other. So you have that. You have the fact that we still have star players at every single level of our team. You look at the fact that our offensive line it basically can't be worse than it was last year. We brought in a better line coach. We invested in the offensive line. We brought in a free agent. We've got some guys that we kind of kept in free agency. Other teams tried to sign them away. We found what our offensive identity was down the stretch last season. So now we know what we need to do to block well. Everyone looks – and then our defense, which is short of Trey White, playing these – without these rookies playing, you're basically returning everybody else who made your defense the number one scoring defense in the league. You have all the building blocks to success, but the thing that really makes you better isn't even anything you did, but it's how everyone else changed. I'd say the Chargers probably did the most positive to be chasing this idea of what team can represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs lost all of their wide receivers. I mean, all of their wide receivers who mattered are gone, and there wasn't that many of them. They've got – and the people they replaced them with, it's kind of a dice roll because none of these guys – Juju Smith-Schuster hasn't been relevant in a few years. Marvez Valdez-Scantling has never been great, prolific, deep-threat wide receiver. And he was playing with Aaron Rodgers. So it's not like he's Allen Robinson who, hey, I've spent my career playing with garbage quarterbacks and that's why my numbers aren't great. This guy's been playing with a first ballot Hall of Famer his entire career and he's never made an impact. That – makes it a pretty dubious thing that he's going to go to the Chiefs and all of a sudden replace the speed threat that Tyreek Hill was. They're the Chiefs, and then on defense, they didn't get any better. They're thinner than they've ever been. So they've kind of they've backslid in terms of the quality of the roster. And there's a lot of other AFC teams, the Ravens, with their wide receiver problems and their just offensive problems as a whole. You've got to the Browns with the quarterback situation. You go down the list, the Tennessee Titans got more one-dimensional by losing all their wide receivers, and essentially they didn't do anything to replace them. They just said, hey, we'll take a bunch of rookies, stick them out there in the field, and hopefully that's good enough. It wasn't last year, and it probably won't be this year. It's just you start looking at who's supposed to be the leaders in the AFC, and you start running out of guys who you can find critical flaws with every team. No roster is perfect. The Bills, I think, just have the fewest glaring weaknesses. That alone, I think, makes them frontrunners.
I tell you one thing, Drew. The AFC is going to be something this year. You mentioned Kansas City, the Chargers, also Denver, you know, Russell Wilson. I mean, man, it's and of course, Buffalo, you put them in the mix as well. The AFC is going to be dog-eat-dog this year. In Cincinnati, you put them in the mix as well. And you heard it from him. He is Drew Geer. He's the host of the Rock Power Report. Drew, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at the Rock Power Report.
Hey, well, I appreciate you having me. These are always fun conversations. I like doing them. Our podcast, the Rock Power Report, our moniker is because I like having these kind of back and forth. It's a nice piece of conversation. Our podcast is the pettiest Bills podcast in existence. That's our brand. We do recap shows and preview shows every Wednesday. We also, if you're an AFC fan out there who's hearing this, maybe you don't like the Buffalo Bills. Maybe you hate the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I get a kick out of that because we've been so bad for so long. There was really nobody who disliked us. Everyone felt bad for us. Now we're changing a little bit of that. We do a show every week called the AFC East Roundup, and we host podcasters from each of our divisional opponents who come on our show. We talk about what happened in their respective games. We help them pick winners and losers from the games. We talk about the standings in the division, how the divisional race is shaping up. It's a fun piece of conversation when you get to talk to people every week who have a very different interest than your own, have different rooting interests, maybe see football a little bit differently than you. And it's always our listeners get such a kick out of it. We've actually grown our following to fans that aren't even Bills fans just because of that show. So if you're just a fan of fun football conversation between guys who maybe sometimes have adversarial points of view just because of who our teams are and who they play, come check it out. That's the Rock Pile Report. It's at Rock Pile Report on Twitter. And you can find all of our podcasts anywhere, Google Play, Stitcher, Apple, anywhere you go to download your podcast.
You know what? The Rock Pile Report, you said it is the pettiest Bills podcast out there. That is so much fun. And you heard it from him. He is Drew Geer. He is the host of the Rock Pile Report, along with his producer, Chris Krueger. Check him out on the social media platforms. One more time, Drew, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as the Rock Pile Report and any websites, let them know that as well.
Sure. Yeah, well, so we're at Rockpile, R-O-C-K-P-I-L-E, and ultimately we just have one joint Twitter account because he and I are both kind of of the same ilk. I mean, I'm only 37 years old, but I'd like to say I'm an old soul because I hate social media. So if it wasn't for our podcast, I probably wouldn't have it. But it's fun because you get to interact with fans, detractors, other listeners. It's a fun, it's kind of a fun environment. So we have the Twitter account, and then, like I said, any one of the podcasting platforms where you download your stuff, you can find our show. It airs Wednesdays and Thursday nights.
And you heard it from him. He's Drew Gear, the host of the Rock Pile Report, along with his producer, Chris Kruger. Drew, thank you so much once again, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Anytime, anytime, brother. Let me know. I'll be there.
You got it. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous. With rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like coffee. The first cup mixed with a little Planet Oat. That's pretty marvelous. Or Planet Oat in a bowl of cereal. Sharing a laugh on Saturday morning. But don't forget about Mom's Planet Oat mac and cheese. It's so ooey gooey. Yep, there's so many moments that are more marvelous with Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers. Because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/go. netsuite.com/go.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place.
You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Drew Gear. Drew is the host of The Rock Power Report, and along with his producer, Chris Krueger, to dedicate their podcast to covering Buffalo Bills content. Once again, a big special thank you to Drew for appearing on the program. But until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.